Hi, folks. Welcome back to The Untold Truth. You know, I was just thinking to myself, it's been a few years ago, and I remember a little incident happened with a friend of mine and myself. We went out to dinner at a nice little restaurant, and we went up to the host or hostess and gave them our names, and they said it was packed that evening, and it was going to be quite a wait if we didn't mind waiting. And if we did want to wait, then we could wait in the bar area that was right next to us. And we said, absolutely. So they gave us our little thing to put on the table that lights up and dings when they have a table ready for us. And it was a gentleman friend of mine, and we walked over to the bar, and we just sat down. We just said, well, we'll sit here, and we'll order a drink and just have good conversation. And one of the bartenders was right across from us. I guess we were sitting next to where the sink was, and it looked like he was washing a bunch of glasses. And we began talking about various things in the scriptures. And we were just going over all kinds of things and sharing and giving opinions and talking about various scriptures and just an intense conversation. And while we were holding it, I'll never forget, the bartender looked up and he said, you know, I don't believe in that stuff. And I looked at him and I said, well, if you don't mind, what stuff? He said, you know, the Bible and God and all of that. I don't believe in it. I've never found time for it and don't want to, and I just don't believe in it. So I took the opportunity to thank him and say, I understand. I appreciated his opinion. And we continued to hold our conversation. And a few minutes later, he wandered on off and went up and down the bar. And a few minutes later, he came back, and we were holding such an intense conversation, and it had moved on to some of the things that were going on today in society. I don't remember exactly what, but we were talking about just the changes that were so rapidly taking place in our world today, as all of you are very aware of. And I didn't pay attention to the fact that the bartender was there again, right in front of us. And in the middle of our conversation, he said, he kind of entered into it, and he said, you know, you're not supposed to judge. You know, whatever happened to thou shalt not judge? And I said, yes, that's true, but you don't believe in that. Remember? And it got me to thinking, you know, today it seems like more than ever, everybody's big on don't judge me. You're not supposed to judge me. Don't judge me. They want to have so little, if not, I mean, anything at all to do with God, the scriptures, Jesus Christ. But they are so quick to pick out and use what they do know of it to be able to defend themselves. And you hear that a lot, don't you? Don't judge. You're not supposed to judge. You're not supposed to judge me. But you know, the truth of the matter is, Jesus never said that. That wasn't what he was saying. And this goes along with what I told you before in our introduction about read the Word. Read what God says. Read what Jesus says. And not just merely the words. The words are so important, but you have to listen to what he's saying. Come on, come with me for a minute. We're going to go to Matthew 7. Verse 1, and start there. This is where Jesus talks about not judging, as everyone calls it. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. See, there he said it. Just as plain as day. You're not supposed to judge, right? Well, no. Listen to this. For in the same way that you judge others, you too will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck or sawdust, I mean, the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye, and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye? Now you see there, how do I help you? How can I assist you? It said, don't judge. But here it's referring to as in, how can I assist you? How can I help you? It's a big difference between that and condemning someone or casting a penalty on someone, isn't there? So again, how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. It's not referring to judging of casting a penalty, making a disparaging remark towards someone. It's referring to, how can I assist you? How can I help you? Coming in with words of wisdom to make someone's life better by whatever means. You have to make sure that you've gotten right, that you've gotten yourself, that you know what you're talking about. You can't do it when you can't properly help someone with an alcohol or a drug problem unless you have beaten your own drug or alcohol problem, if that makes any sense. You wouldn't be able to have a drug problem or have an alcohol problem and then want to degrade someone else for drinking or for using drugs or make a negative comment toward them. Who would you be? You have to clean yourself first. But then again, after you clean yourself, after you beat your addiction, who better to be able to help your brother, to help your fellow man, than you, who is struggling with an alcohol or drug addiction? If they're doing that, who better to be able to help them than you if you had an addiction and you beat it? Now, you can apply this toward anything in life. Doesn't matter what. But you see what he's saying here. How can you help your fellow man when you have the same problem? Or especially, even more so, you have a plank in your eye. But in this case, it's referring to how to assist, how to help your fellow man by seeing straight, by seeing clearly, by having wisdom, having been there, done that. Someone, let's take, if the person had taken and removed the plank from their eye, then who better to be able to empathize with someone who has a speck of wood in theirs and who can help them better than someone who carried a plank in theirs, right? Far cry from everyone's little defense of don't judge me, or you're not supposed to judge, is it? Isn't it? Listen, as so many times we've done and so many times we'll continue to do, we want to thank you again for listening. We're going to thank you for joining us and invite you to come with us next time on our next journey here on The Untold Truth. In the meantime, please be blessed.